live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Coming up to 10:33. We're talking travel now. Oh, remember those days when we used to go travelling? It's the one thing we can hold on to, that when this is all over, we will be able, hopefully, to go travelling again. And to talk to me about that is Alex Buckle, travel guru. Alex, are you there?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex. Good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
Looking ahead, can we look ahead? I mean, the travel industry, how are they assessing this? When are they taking bookings for? What's their take on when the world might open up to us again?
Well, do you know what, Lee? I am absolutely buzzing at the moment. I have I've been running my own business now for 15 years. I've been in travel for 25 years. And in January, I experienced my best ever sales month. It's been amazing, because if you think about it, you can't reserve a table at your favourite restaurant. You can't book tickets to go and see your favourite band in concert. You can't organise, you know, that trip out with your friends to go and maybe watch some live sport. But what you can do is you can book a holiday, or you can book travel. And I'm not being irresponsible or blasé about this situation. I'm taking bookings now for anyone looking to depart from the 1st of June onwards. And I'm working with clients to navigate our way through what destinations are wise to travel to, which ones are kind of coming back, which ones are opening up sooner than others. And it's been amazing, because people do need something to look forward to, and we're all working so hard and trying to get through this with homeschooling, etc., etc.
So 1st of June is when you're thinking,
well,
I think
realistically, I think UK will start to see things open up from May onwards, maybe the back end of Easter. I think from what I've heard, that we'll start to see the hospitality industry really kind of in the UK start opening up from May onwards. I think in terms of destinations, I think for spring and into the summer, I think we need to be looking at places like the Greek islands from a short haul point of view. Other destinations such as Iceland, some of the Scandinavian countries. And then further afield, a really interesting thing I read last week, the Seychelles, for example, they've actually vaccinated 70% of their population already. So they're going to be very open to tourism very, very soon. But realistically, if we were looking at, say, North America as a destination, I'm saying to people, really think about that from kind of autumn onwards. So it all comes down to destination and where you want to go to. But the great thing within the industry at the moment is lots of tour operators, lots of airlines, hotels are taking bookings now, even for 2022. So, and even some cases, some cruise companies are even taking sales now for 2023. So there's so much out there to kind of get hold of and to start thinking about and start dreaming about.
Well, all those places sound great, don't they? Iceland, Scandinavia, the Seychelles. Yes, please, bring that on. But if people were worried, you know, because we've had the end in sight before and then it's not happened, how do you protect yourself against putting down a deposit and then it getting lost?
Well, I mean, that's a brilliant question. I spoke to some of my clients last week, and I said, the way I've handled this whole pandemic from a business point of view is to be very open, very honest, and very transparent with my clients. And I've been saying, I've never seen anything where you can book a holiday with such a low deposit, with such flexible terms at the moment. For me, it's risk-free. And I'll give you an example. This weekend, I booked a fantastic break for a couple to go to New York in December. They wanted to go Christmas shopping in New York. They've got business class return flights with Virgin, a five-star hotel on Park Avenue. We've even got a helicopter tour for them whilst they're there. They've got private car transfers. It's a lovely package. The package was £2,500 per person. The deposit's £150 per person. They won't need to pay that balance until 10 weeks before travel. So realistically, come September, we'll know what's happening in the world. And if we need to move it, if we need to change it, we can do. Virgin and BA and people like that are offering really flexible terms. We'll be able to change that holiday, you know, push it to a different date, push it to even a different destination. But all they've had to put down is £150 deposit.
So the travel industry are just desperate to get things moving again. They need customers.
Of course we do. Of course we do. But also as well, if you look at it from an advice point of view, which I am, is that, but let's be realistic about this. 2021 and 2022, you know, prices are going to go up. And that's not because airlines, travel agents, tour operators are going to go, right, we need to make some money back. Not that case at all. If you take just the ski industry, for example, Ingham's last week, they actually cancelled all of their ski holidays for February and March. They'd already cancelled February, they've now cancelled March. And obviously what they're doing is they're encouraging their clients, customers, to book for next year instead. Now, if you're a skier, you've been really looking forward to it, this is a major hobby of yours, actually what people are doing is going, yeah, actually I do want to move that across to next year. All of my clients are moving it over. We're giving them the opportunity to say, cancel free of charge, have all your money back, or move your holiday over to next year. They're all wanting to move it over because they want something to look forward to. And what that means is availability is going to get tighter. And another great example is you take sort of Emirates. Their flights to Dubai, they've dropped their Stansted route, they've reduced their Birmingham route, they've reduced the number of flights from Gatwick a day, they've reduced the number of flights from Heathrow a day. Well, all of that availability is obviously shrunk now, so price is going to go up. So my advice is get in early, get something booked, have something great to look forward to, low deposit, low risk, flexible terms. It's easy.
And at the moment, there's talk of quarantining when you get back, having to stay for 10 days or so in a hotel, an extra £1,000 on your bill. I mean, who's going to want to do that? No one, for all sorts of reasons. So presumably you're looking to a time where you think that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, I put out on my Instagram vlog, gosh, don't I sound young, the other day, I put out there and said, look, I'm not even going to talk about quarantines and if, buts and maybes, what's the point? Because it's going to change dramatically. I'm not selling anybody any travel to depart between now and the 1st of June. I'm not doing it. So there's no point even talking about quarantines because it's going to change. It will change. Once we've, you know, we'll be further down the line. The quarantine rules as well, when you actually look and if you go down to those destinations which are on the red alerts, the South Africas, the other African nations, the South American nations and things like that, they're not massive tourist hotspots, you know, in terms of volume anyway. And there's also this rule in place at the moment where you come back and quarantine for 10 days at home anyway, but you can take a PCR test and reduce that down to 5 days. But it's all going to change. It's all going to change again. And destinations and borders are going to, you know, other countries that you're visiting, they're going to have different rules in place. It's not just about the UK. It's about where you're going to and where you're coming from.
And where are you expecting to be popular once it all opens up again? It's funny this. I was talking at the weekend to someone about this and they were saying when this opens up, they want to go to New York. They want to go and be surrounded by that life and that blaze. And I wonder if people are going to want that or whether they're just going to want sunshine or somewhere quiet. What's going to appeal to people?
I think there's going to be a real mixture. I mean, one of the things I think first of all, people are going to want to reconnect. So I think that's either reconnect with each other. So I think what I've noticed as well at the moment, I'm selling loads of kind of like luxury weekend spa breaks where girlfriends can kind of get back up and have a glass of fizz together, maybe have a massage, get away from their husbands and their kids that have been driving them mad. So I think there's going to be an opportunity for people to reconnect. I think there's also going to be grandparents reconnecting with their grandchildren, the villa style accommodation, the larger cottages, you know, in the UK, that type of thing. I think there's also an opportunity there for, you know, friends to get back together and maybe play around a golf and that type of experience. But I think there's also those that where people want to, like you say, reconnect with life. They want to go back into a city. They want to feel the atmosphere, the ambiance of people chatting in a restaurant, the clattering of cutlery around them, you know, all of those kind of things that we've really, really missed. But I think my advice to everybody at the moment is keep 2021 or the next time you go traveling, keep it simple. Don't overcook it. just keep it nice and simple. And what I mean by that is kind of single center destination, so that there's only one kind of set of protocols that you have to go through. I don't think 2021 is the year of hopping from one country to another country on a multi-center trip. But I do believe 2022 is the year of bucket list travel, because we've had 2 years almost of people sitting down, dreaming, sat at home, thinking, oh, I'd love to walk Mount Everest Base Camp, or I'd love to do the Inca Trail, I'd love to see the Northern Lights. You know, we haven't got long on this planet. I really want to make the most of it. And yeah, I think people are now starting to want experience-based travel moving forward.
Thank you, Alex. And just quickly, our breakfast presenter, Julian, he's booking a honeymoon. He's getting married. He's booking a honeymoon for July. What would you suggest for him?
Well, firstly, I suggest he should give me a call. Julian, if you're listening, I'm only a phone call away. But no, I would say to him, if he's looking short haul, I'd pick out a really nice small Greek island for July, something off the beaten track, maybe something like a Naxos or Paros or somewhere like that, or one of the beautiful hotels down in maybe Alunda in Crete. Or if he's looking long haul, I would say, you know, there's some amazing deals out there in the Caribbean at the moment. There's a particular favourite of mine in Barbados, the Fairmont Royal Pavilion. They're offering a 60% discount at the moment. It's phenomenal. So I would go down that route, really, for July.
Thank you, Alex. Oh, it's lovely to talk to you about these places. I'm sitting looking out my window at a grey sky and bare trees, so it's nice to think of something warm and lively in the future. And if people want to find out more about you, want to get in touch with you, where should they go?
Thank you, Lee. Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, Alex and Emma Buckle Travel Counsellors. I'm on Instagram as @AlexB_TravelGuru. But you can look me up on travelcounsellors.co.uk/Alex.Buckle. And like I say, I'm only a phone call away. And do you know what? There's no harm in dreaming at the moment. One of my favourite taglines at the moment is dream now, travel later. Because, you know, we all need to dream and we all need to, as you say, look out of that window and think, right, it's all going to change.
Lovely, lovely thought, Alex. Great to talk to you. Hopefully talk to you again in about a month's time. Have a great month. Nice Definitely. To chat to you, Alex.
Thanks, Lee. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.